I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Many running groups have been forced to change how they meet up. But as KYW's Justin Udo reports, there's one local club that's figured out how to keep one of their group running traditions alive while helping others in the process.
For years, the Fishtown Beer Runners have trekked through the streets of their namesake Philadelphia neighborhood every Thursday evening for a fun run.
After a run, we all enter a bar, socialize, and then we do our post.
The coronavirus pandemic has forced the group to halt their mass runs and physical gatherings. But club founder David April says it has not stopped the spirit of their team.
The runners are still running. We still gather, but we gather virtually.
April says over the years, the group has raised tens of thousands of dollars for different organizations and charities. And during this time, they want to support the bars where they would normally have a post-run drink. So during their virtual post-run meetups, group members donate what would be their tips or tabs to a select bar.
And then we turn it over to the bar to help them with their, whatever financial needs.
April adds this may be a very different way for the group to bond, but it's helping them make it through the pandemic.
Whether it's physically being together or virtually and emotionally being together, we can still have camaraderie and we can still do the thing that we like to do.
Justin Udo, KYW News Radio.